It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. To raise or not to raise? That may be the question before Michigan voters this November. The State Board of Canvassers yesterday approved petition language put forward by Raise Michigan. It's a coalition that wants to increase Michigan's minimum wage to $10.10 an hour by 2017 and also index the minimum wage to inflation. To get the question on the November ballot, they need to collect 258,000 signatures by May 28th. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, who are the players in Raise Michigan?
Well, this is an effort that is definitely supported by unions and by Democratic activists. Mark Brewer, the former Democratic Party chair, is the attorney on board, which is interesting. And, you know, this has widely been seen, I think, by everybody as a way to turn out Democratic voters in November.
Ken, now that the petition language has been approved, what kind of pushback do you think we're going to see from opponents of raising Michigan's minimum wage?
They have a number of options. None of them are particularly attractive to them. The way this works is, assuming this group gets the signatures, it actually first goes to the legislature, and the legislature could put an alternative proposal on the ballot along with this one. So that's an option. The opponents of this could also just flat out, assuming it gets to the ballot, just flat out fight it. Ballot proposals are expensive no matter what side you're on. They could also do what was done the last time a petition drive was mounted to raise the minimum wage back in 2006. They could actually try to head it off by passing legislation raising the minimum wage before they get their signatures.
How could that impact whether or not the question ends up on the ballot?
When this was done in 2006, because Republican control of the legislature was pretty tenuous, the thinking was if we pass a bill to raise the minimum wage actually a little higher than the ballot would do, it's an incentive to stop the ballot drive, which is in fact what happened. It's a much more problematic situation this time, because I doubt very much that Republicans or business groups are going to want to pass a bill to raise the minimum wage beyond the $10.10 an hour, which is what this ballot drive does.
Susan, if this group is able to collect enough valid signatures, as Ken mentioned, the legislature has 40 days to approve the question. What do you think? Is it likely that they're just going to let this go to voters, or do you think they might come back with their own version?
I don't think there's any way they come up with any sort of proposal of their own. You know, the debate has shifted quite a bit since 2006 amongst Republicans. Back then, there was some support for raising the minimum wage. There also was an acknowledgement of the political reality that this is a very popular idea and this could cost them votes. Now, it's very hard to find a Republican who supports any increase in the minimum wage. The argument is this is going to absolutely kill the economy. And so nobody wants to be party to that sort of disastrous impact. So with such strong Republican majorities, I don't anticipate any kind of action.
Ken, while Raise Michigan is trying to increase Michigan's minimum wage, is there a subtext here about income inequality, and how might that play into the November election?
Well, the issue of income inequality has gotten a lot of attention in the past few months and weeks, and certainly, assuming this gets to the ballot, which I think it will, and I agree with Susan, I think it's going to be on the ballot, and they're going to have to, both sides are going to have to fight it out in November. Certainly, by being on the ballot, it provides some more attention to the issue of income inequality. But I don't think that issue is going to really make a political difference in terms of the gubernatorial race or House or Senate majorities.
Susan, your thoughts?
I think this could drive turnout for both sides potentially, but I think it still has more of a benefit for Democrats. You know, they are fighting back against bad poll numbers for Obamacare. Minimum wage is an issue that really works in their favor and can get people motivated. And, you know, when you do have some of those close House and Senate races, this could turn out to be an important issue. I still don't believe that this will be the top driving issue in the election for the top line races like governor or U.S. Senate, however.
Susan Demas is publisher of Insight Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.